marriage. Now, with the true sense of prayer and the atonement having been fully and completely made and being experienced, we are ready to experience the marriage feast. Bring on the wine. The glossary defines wine as inspiration and understanding. We can drink all of this wine. Then let the bride appear, the purity of our being, the innocency that is God. Divine principle creates man as its own spiritual idea. Let the marriage be made in heaven, male and female, one, womanhood and manhood, one, bride and bridegroom, one. In this eternal oneness is no impediment to eternal bliss. Keep your marriage in heaven, never permit it to leave heaven for earth, and have two beings trying to demonstrate oneness. If you permit your marriage to fall to earth, you will experience animal magnetism, and every belief of malpractice concerning that marriage will show itself in your experience. What God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Principle and idea is one. This is the marriage from eternity. This marriage is before Adam. This is the marriage feast, love wedded to its own spiritual idea. Let no man put it asunder. Marriage, as it is humanly known, is a concession. It is a suffer to be so now. After we become students of Christian Science, we must take the marriage from earth and put it back in heaven. It is most important to see principle and its idea one and ratified from all eternity. In this true sense of marriage, we are always alone with our own being, not trying to adjust or readjust, not acting or reacting. This Christ understanding does not have us ignore what appears as husband or wife, but rather draws us nearer and nearer. True sense of husband, true sense of wife, all is blessed in this true understanding. Never let suggestion put a wall between husband and wife by suggesting that one is spiritually beyond another, or that one knows the truth better than the other, or perhaps doesn't know the truth at all. If you put up this partition, the marriage will fall apart. You may blame it on the other one, but remember, are you not the one putting up the wall the moment you have another? See that the wall is the belief that there is another. What appears to be another is really not another at all. It is the way the Father is appearing. It is the way life is exhibiting itself. It is the way mind is manifesting its intelligence. Marriage is your recognition of spiritual completeness. This Christ understanding may appear as one expressing both male and female qualities in such balance that there is no outward show called marriage, or it may appear in the language of today. But be sure that you never malpractice by believing there are two. What is called another is not the medium for happiness. Your textbook says, happiness is spiritual, born of truth and love. Husband or wife is not a medium through which heaven comes to earth. Remember, husband or wife is not a medium for hell either. Personality is not a medium. The love, intelligence, kindness, integrity that we so admire in another is never present because of another. It is present because that integrity, that love, that intelligence is a present fact of your being and cannot be obscured by what is called another. Never look to another for anything. Always see that everything comes direct from God. Man is not person. Man is divine expression. Marriage should never be based on physical attraction. What is called physical attraction is not love, it is lust. Man, being divine, can only be attracted by spiritual qualities. Always be alone with your own being. Never be alone with another. When marriage appears as two, you instantly have animal magnetism. Constantly take your marriage back into heaven and keep it there. Your leader says, in science, man is the offspring of spirit. The beautiful, good, and pure constitute his ancestry. His origin is not like that of mortals in brute instinct, nor does he pass through material conditions prior to reaching intelligence. Spirit is his primitive and ultimate source of being. God is his father, and life is the law of his being. Your leader begins to sum it all up, for she says marriage should signify a union of hearts. Furthermore, the time cometh, of which Jesus spoke, when he declared that in the resurrection there should be no more marrying or being given in marriage. Man would be as the angels. Then shall soul rejoice in its own, in which passion has no part. The white-robed purity will unite in one person masculine wisdom and feminine love, spiritual understanding, and perpetual peace. The union of the sexes suffers fearful discord. To gain Christian Science and its harmony, life should be more metaphysically regarded. Yes, when two try to become one, there is fearful discord. Never accept a union of two. Two cannot become one. The starting point of divine science is God. Spirit is all. Start from one. Identify itself as all. And we end up with one. Never start with two and try to be one. It is impossible in Christian Science. Jesus started from the Father. See that what appears to be another is really not another. It is the one body, the one presence, the one mind identifying itself as all. So let us see that husband is not a medium for anything. Husband is but a symbol. Keep marriage in the symbol, and see that symbol is not a medium, but that love is present because love is God and cannot be obscured by the symbol. You will always have the love of God present and being experienced. This love will have the husband or wife more nearly conformed to the ideal. But never be fooled. It is not becoming more thoughtful, more loving, more honest. It is the disappearance of what we call personal sense and the coming of the Christ which makes what is called husband or wife appear more thoughtful, kind, and loving. What the Father has put together, let no man put asunder. So your marriage is ratified from eternity. Keep your marriage in heaven. This is prayer being experienced. This is your true atonement, drinking your Christ cup. The Bible says, he that has the bride, purity, is the bridegroom, understanding. Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. Scientific prayer, experiencing true atonement, brings with it the glorious marriage of Father and Son, principle and idea. Now we have experienced the marriage feast, love wedded to its own spiritual idea. In the textbook, your leader says, arise from your false consciousness into the true sense of love, and behold the Lamb's wife, love wedded to its own spiritual idea. Then cometh the marriage feast. The Lamb's wife presents the unity of male and female as no longer two wedded individuals, but as two individual natures in one. And this compounded spiritual individuality reflects God as Father-Mother, not as a corporeal being. In this divinely united spiritual consciousness, there is no impediment to eternal bliss, to the perfectibility of God's creation.